From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Sarah Wood and Thomas Albert. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to our 485th live performance. Yeah, it's got a good sound to it. Nice to have you here, and we've got a great evening of music planned for you. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Sarah Wood and Thomas Albert. Beautiful voices and great harmonies. They're supported by banjo, Sarah, and guitar, Thomas. And they perform in old-fashioned Kentucky style. Please welcome to Red Barn Radio, Sarah Wood and Thomas Albert.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with Sarah and Thomas. Here's Brad.
It feels like this is like Moorhead month on Red Barn Radio.
That's right. You did have the local honeys recently.
And we had the whole troupe come down. The whole group from the center came down and did a great show. We talk a lot about the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music on the program, but it's interesting to hear, you know, how individuals ended up there. Thomas, maybe you first. Maybe go back a couple years before you went to Moorhead. Was it after high school?
A couple years before I went to Moorhead, I was still in Moorhead.
Okay.
I was born and raised in Moorhead.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yeah. So I went through school there, elementary school and high school. Immediately after high school, I wanted to get out. And so I thought...
What a strange thing.
Yeah, right? Right. I thought, where's the furthest place I can go and still be in-state tuition? So the other MSU, Murray State University, in the very far corner, about 6 hours away, I went there for one semester, and partially because I have an older brother who went to school there, and I visited the campus before. And it's a beautiful campus, and there are a lot of nice programs there and a lot of nice people, but I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I spent that first semester there dabbling in different studies and trying to figure out what I might want to study. And during that time, I was playing music with a lot of friends back in Moorhead right before I left.
What kind of music?
All kinds of music. I played acoustic music, but I was mainly playing electric music, rock and roll influenced music, and I love that.
Were you playing like original rock stuff?
We played some Led Zeppelin. Oh, we played some original stuff. We played Pink Floyd.
I don't know if I can play with you anymore.
I'm shocking,
I'm
Sarah.
I'm hearing all this background, and I'm just not really sure anymore. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
We played all kinds of stuff. And even then, you know, we would play some Neil Young songs, some of his acoustic songs, too, and some other folk songs. And I really missed all of the music that I had in Moorhead. Something was missing, you know. I made the decision the next semester to come back, mainly so that I could be around the music. I'd heard about the Center for Traditional Music, and I knew some of the people who were involved in the program, some of the instructors like Jesse Wells, and I came back, and I think at that point they had some private instruction courses and an ensemble course. And the private instruction was just called banjo class, no matter what traditional instrument you had, it was called banjo class. You know, the program was in the works of getting everything named. And I think it was maybe called a traditional music ensemble or something like that. And
are you saying that everybody who comes in the program has got to start with the banjo?
Well, some might feel that way.
Heavens.
No, I think a lot of the people who have been in the program at some point or another have fooled around on the banjo, if not become extremely talented with it.
When first I came to Louisville, some pleasure there to find. A damsel there from Lexington was pleasing to my mind. Her rosy cheeks, her ruby lips, like arrows pierced my breast. And the name she bore was Flora, the lily of the lovely Flora, some pleasure there to find. But she turned unto another man, which sore distressed my mind. She robbed me of my liberty, deprived me of my rest. And though my lovely Flora, the lily of the yonder shady grove, a man of high degree, conversing with my Flora there, it seemed so strange to me. And the answer that she gave to him, it sore did me oppress. I was betrayed by Flora, the lily of the west. I stepped up to my rival, my dagger in my hand. I seized him by the collar and boldly made him stand. Being mad by desperation, I pierced him in the breast. All for lovely Flora, the lily of the stand my trial, I had to make my plea. They placed me in the criminal box and then commenced on me. Although she swore my life away, deprived me of my rest, still I love my faithless Flora.
But I did take some banjo lessons from Jesse, and I discovered that I really enjoyed that acoustic music, enjoyed connecting more with the roots of the music in that area.
Did you feel yourself sort of lured into that idea of old, primitive music? When you took some of your first classes, were you introduced to some real, you know, sort of ancient Appalachian music?
Yeah, definitely older than a lot of the stuff that I had been exposed to. And I like that. I felt a connection with that. I really connected with that kind of music and felt like maybe I should be studying this. And I knew that I always wanted to perform music, you know, whether or not I could make any money with it and that be my main source of income and line of work. I wanted to pursue playing music somehow.
just joined us, tonight we're with Sarah and Thomas on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
I hung around. I should have graduated before they developed the Bachelor of Arts in Traditional Music. But I knew that was coming, and I thought, well, I should stick around for that. There's some really great things happening here at the program. So.
Was it an open enough program that if someone, for instance, really felt going the direction of other styles of music, jazz, did the program accommodate that? Or is the program really all about traditional, you know, music of the hills?
It's not just, you know, what one might think of as old-time mountain music. You know, mm-hmm. that is definitely a part of traditional music, but it's inclusive of Celtic styles and you know, Western swing, and there is some jazz in there. We definitely have a nice jazz department at Morehead State.
So you graduated from the program when? How long ago?
I believe it was close to 2 years ago. Okay. In the spring will be exactly 2 years.
Okay.
Oh, it's hard for love when you can't be loved.
You also studied at Morehead, right?
I did.
Was it right after high school?
Right after high school.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to high school at Russell High School in Russell, like Flatwoods, Greenup County. I did a lot of stuff. I was a Governor Scholar and Governor School for the Arts, so I was really lucky. Did you know that about me?
I didn't know that.
Well,
do you still want to be here, friend?
You should know.
No, I don't.
Maybe you'll treat me a little different. No. I could kind of pick my state school, and so I was researching UK and researching U of L. I thought I'd be a vet, so I applied to Auburn. You know, I just did all these crazy things. I don't know what I was even thinking.
So you were not focused on a music program.
Do you know, I loved playing music then. I loved Irish music then, and I was playing three finger with some bluegrass banjo, and, you know, I loved it then, even. But I was just thinking of all sorts of things and nothing at the same time. But when I went to Morehead and I started researching about them, I discovered the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, and I got to go up there and meet Jesse and see what they were about. And when I realized that that's something that I could study and I could actually do with myself and minor in at the time, we just had the minor, I was all over it.
You did a minor?
I did the minor, yeah.
And
I was
your
a bachelor of arts in Spanish. I know. I don't know what happened to me. A Bachelor of Arts in Spanish. And then a minor in traditional music. So after I graduated, I think I might have had a semester. I guess you don't measure time in semesters after you graduate, but this period of time where I don't know what I was doing. I lived with my grandparents, and I remember my granddad said to me that I was just drifting, and I just had to do something with myself. And I'd already been enrolled, like, in an online master's class, just whatever, so I could tell people I wasn't just sitting around the house. So I just started getting real anxious about not doing anything. And so I started hunting down teaching jobs because I was, you know, going to be doing this master's in teaching program and teach Spanish. And at the same time that I was offered full-time employment teaching Spanish, I was offered part-time employment at Morehead State, picking up, you know, vocal ensemble and lessons and things like that. So I kind of started my working life all of a sudden and haven't really slowed down since then. But it's great.
Come all you fair and tender maidens, take warning how you court your men. They're like a star on a cloudy morning. They first appear and then they're gone. They'll tell to you such lovely stories. They'll make you
got two ensemble classes. I have a vocal ensemble and I have an introductory ensemble. Whoever wants to sign up, signs up, and we've got singers and instrumentalists of all kinds, and we all come together, sort of all different levels, from complete beginner to sort of intermediate, early intermediate, and even some people that just want more stage experience, or they can play excellently, they just have trouble playing with other people, or maybe have stage fright or whatever. Uh-huh. So I love getting to work with them.
So you all practice?
We've got 2 days a week. 2 days a week together, and we get together and play some songs and learn new songs, and we have 2 performances a year.
And how long have you actually been teaching at Morehead?
This must be my 5th year.
Okay, all right, wow.
I think it must be.
Do you have some exciting students, some new kids who've come in and really kind of wowed you?
Do you know, I just love them all. And, you know, I hope that she's listening, but one of my favorite students is Regina Furl.
Tell us about Regina.
I love Regina. She's on the older end of the age spectrum of the students at the KCTM. Not old, on the older end of the spectrum. And she's working on her degree in social work. And she started off, you know, she's been a singer, she plays piano, she was just learning the guitar, just learning her stringed instruments. You know, the first several semesters that she was there would kind of struggle with it, you know, she's got short fingers, so getting her fingers to push the strings down and not buzz. And at times it was a struggle, but then she would start having these victories of, look, I can play an F, duh, you know, and it would sound great. And, you know, all these wonderful things that she would be doing. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if it was last summer or the summer before, she texted me before classes started, or maybe it was when I saw her, and she said, I learned 20 songs over the summer, and I learned how to use a capo.
Yeah.
And I was just so happy.
Wow, a
so she's,
major
she's
breakthrough.
She's been the student for me that just really makes me happy. They all make me happy.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Sarah and Thomas. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Sarah and Thomas. This is Red Barn Radio.
Good morning, shine. Do you need another mule skinner on your new mud line? Yodel-ay, yodel-ay. But I like to work, I'm rolling all the time. I can pop my initials on a mule's behind. Yodel-ay, yodel-ay. Well, hey, little water boy, bring that water round. If you don't like your job, set the water bucket down. Yodel-ay. Working on the good road, a dollar and a half a day. My good gal's waiting on a Saturday night just to draw my pay. Yodel-ay, yodel-ay. Well, I'm going to town, honey. What do you want me to bring you back? Bring a pint of booze and a John B. Stetson hat. Yodel-ay, yodel-ay. Well, I smell your bread burning. Won't you turn your damper down? If you ain't got a damper, good gal, turn your bread around. Yodel-ay, 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 yodel-ay.
Thank you.
Bridgetown in the county down one morning last July. Down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut-brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I shook myself to see I was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. Onward sped, sure I scratched my head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I says I to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair. He smiled at me, and he says he, that's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's a star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. Harvest fair, she'll be surely there, so I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked right for a smile with my nut-brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, till my plow is a rust-colored brown, until a smiling bride by my own fireside is the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down.
Without exception, there's somewhere in the family where the music hooks, and it's a grandparent, it's an uncle, it's a mom or dad. What's your family music story, Thomas?
Well, I've got some musical roots on each side of the family, on each side of my parents' family. My father is a musician. His father was a singer, and it comes from a family of singers. So I think that's where I get a lot of the sound of my voice.
Your dad's in the audience.
Yes, he is.
Tonight. Yeah. He's over here. Nice to have you with us. Do your voices sound similar?
Yes.
When you sing? Do you feel like you learned that from him or inherited that from him?
I think both.
Yeah.
You know, I think some is inherited, and then there's a learning process. And he taught me to play guitar when I was, well, it was actually a baritone ukulele that I started on when I was about 4 years old.
Something you could grab your little four-year-old hand around.
Yeah, fewer strings to think about. I started playing with him and listening to the bands that he was playing in at the time and developing a sound of my own. Also, there's some performance experience on my mom's side of the family. Her mother, Jean Swartz, was involved in tap dancing in the 30s. So there's some strong performance genes on that side, too.
So I think you do some any of dancing?
That, well, no, I don't. Sarah's the dancer.
Yeah,
she
I know
got
Sarah
that.
Does some stomping.
Yeah. I changed the verb there when it came to me. Thomas, it would be dancing, and I'm stomping. That is kind of what it looks like, isn't it?
It's just...
it's not too good.
I feel connected with the roots of my family. I feel like that my grandparents' gifts come through, and I feel connected with them and their musical talents.
One morning as I rambled down by the seashore, the wind it did whistle, and the water did roar. I heard a
be no man's wife.
plunged her fair body in the water so deep. She closed her pretty blue eyes forever to sleep. My love's gone and left me, the one I adore. She's gone where I never will see her no more. I never will marry or be no man's wife. I expect to live single all the days of my life. The shells in the ocean will be my deathbed. The fish in deep water
you've just joined us. Tonight, we're with Sarah and Thomas on Red Barn Radio.
Any old instruments pass along through the family?
Gosh, I wish. There's an old Martin ukulele that my father has that his mother, who also played and sang music, it was her ukulele, I believe. Probably about the oldest family instrument. There's another, a fiddle, too, that belonged to my father's uncle. So...
I don't want to be crude or anything, but you really should get something down on paper.
I know, yeah, I need to figure that out. I remembered the fiddle, too. I thought, yeah, there are some fiddle players and ukulele players. And...
I always hate asking a question that I already know the answer to. I've talked to Jesse, and we're talking today, yeah. And he said, your grandpa.
Yeah.
Woody?
Yes.
Woody Wood.
Woody Wood.
That is just... awesome.
Yeah, there's a Woody Wood Senior and a Woody Wood Junior. Woody Wood Junior was my dad.
Okay.
I would have been Woody Wood III, WW3, if I'd been born a man or a boy, whatever.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Males are born.
Sure.
At,
right.
I don't know.
We got that.
and Dad wanted to name me Woodrina, so I'd have been another Woody. Yeah, it'd have been Woodrina and Thomas. No, I probably would have never been able to be a performer when it was Woodrina. But my grandfather. He had a big band, big band music.
As in big band. Yeah.
He had a big band. When I lived with my grandparents, they would meet up there once a week or every other week and have band practice. They built an addition onto the house just to have band practice in, and that was just wonderful music.
So this was your dad's parents that you were living with then at the time you were describing earlier, right when you started at Moorhead?
The end of college.
Okay, all right.
The end of college,
okay.
Yeah. Speaking of instruments, did Jesse might have mentioned a very special instrument to me that I have.
No, it's
a little guitar that my grandmother's great grandmother used to play in church, and it's this most special. It's a little Martin New York, which I think implies that it's pre-Civil War. I love it. It's my treasure of my life. And I know you're not supposed to act like that about stuff.
Oh, I don't know.
But I just do.
But that's not
love
stuff.
It.
I mean, it's more than stuff, right, when it comes through your family that way.
Yeah, it's a treasure.
Yeah,
it's
and other family members have their hands on it. I mean, it's special. That's amazing. Is it a playable instrument?
I can't
wait to see it.
Yeah.
I wonder if I've seen it before. Have you ever? It's not the kind of thing you bring out, probably.
She's not allowed out. She stays in a secret location.
Georgia, Lord, I wish I was back in Tennessee. Way down that old Columbus stockade, my friends all turned their back on me. So go ahead and leave me if you wish to. Never let cross your mind. If in your heart you love another, leave me, little darling, I don't mind. I lay sleeping, I dreamt I held you in my arms. When I woke up, I was mistaken, Lord, I was still behind these bars. So go ahead and leave me if you wish to. Never let it cross your mind in your heart. You love another, leave me, little darling, I don't mind. Many a night with you I've rambled, honey, countless hours with you I've spent. Thought I had your heart forever, but I find that it's only land. So go ahead and leave me if you wish to. Never let cross your mind in your heart. You love another, leave me, darling, I don't mind. It's in your heart. You love another, oh, leave me, little darling, I don't mind.
Of course, my dad, he's the one, he got into bluegrass and he played three-finger banjo and he could play by ear and he'd play piano and sing and all that kind of stuff. My mother plays guitar and plays piano and she sings, so I think it was just kind of destined. And my parents didn't live together after I was born, but I remember Mom had an old Epiphone and then, of course, Dad had that guitar at his house, the other one. I remember them both kind of teaching me. House of the Rising Sun was the first thing I ever learned on guitar. Right. And I would, you know, I'd have the lesson on Mom's Epiphone, which the strings were, you know, steel and they hurt my fingers. And then Dad had nylon strings on the Martin. And so I'd go there and it would just be so much easier. It felt like a big toy, you know, big neck and everything else. So I had a good time doing that.
Did you start on bluegrass banjo, resonator type banjo? When you came to Moorhead,
did you have bluegrass in mind? I guess that's kind of all I knew of. You know, I loved Irish music. Ever since that scene from the Titanic, when they were dancing down there, and you know she stands on her toes and all that stuff, that was the first time I ever remember hearing Irish music, and I didn't even know what it was. I just knew that was what I loved. I loved the way it made me feel, not just because that's where all the kissings happened and everything in that movie, but
that's nice.
I inherited the banjo when I was in high school, and I didn't know any different. I just was going to play like Dad played, so drove up to Grayson to take lessons and did that, and went to Moorhead. They had this Grounds and Sounds coffee shop, and they'd have music there all the time. And when I was in college, I would, you know, just go there because I didn't know what else I was going to do. I didn't have any friends. And I'd go there, and Clack Mountain String Band would be playing. And everybody loves Clack Mountain String Band. I mean, that's got to be the greatest band that's ever existed.
Oh, well, you know what? I learned a lot of music from two of their CDs.
Yeah.
And then they were on the program a couple of times during my first couple of years hosting this. Mm-hmm. That's powerful stuff.
Well, I heard Brett play the banjo, and I knew that's what I wanted to learn how to do, so.
Brett Ratliff was one of your teachers, and also George.
George Gibson, yeah, everybody loves George. Now, I haven't had a whole lot of sit-downs.
George
banjo
Gibson
lesson.
We're talking about.
Yeah, well, who else? What other George is there?
Yeah.
you know, he hasn't sat me down and given me a banjo lesson, but I've listened to him a lot in recordings, and I've gotten to hang out with him, and he's just an inspiration to be around, to hear his knowledge and history and everything else. He's a wonderful person.
The steel guitar played when I met her, and it played the night I lost her. Yes, you drove her to another with your sweet Hawaiian charms. I know you're sorry, but it's too late now, and I know you meant no harm, but that waltz that you were playing put her in another's arms. So cry, steel guitar, cry on. You're crying, 'cause you do know she is gone. Gone with another, and I'm all alone. So cry, steel guitar, cry on.
The steel guitar played when I met him, and it played the night I lost him. Yes, you drove him to another with your sweet Hawaiian charms. I know you're sorry, but it's too late now, and I know you.
'cause you do know he is gone, gone with another, and I'm all alone. So cry, steel guitar, cry on.
The steel guitar
it played
when I met
played
you.
When I met
and
you.
It played.
It drove you to another
with its sweet
Hawaiian charms.
I know you're sorry,
but
it's too late now.
But it's too late now.
I know
you meant no harm.
But that waltz that they were playing put you
in another's arms.
So cry, steel guitar, cry on. You're crying.
About your time in Ireland. Were you both
it
there?
Clarify
both
that a little
yeah,
bit.
That was, Thomas has been to the People's Republic of China. Mm-hmm. I have been to Japan and Ireland. Initially, this kind of ties into what we were talking about before with college, but you know, being a Spanish major, I thought, where would be a really beneficial place for me to study abroad? And of course, I picked Ireland because I just didn't care a thing about Spanish. I wanted to play music, and I love Irish music. I was going to go there. I was going to, you know, see what all this fuss is about Ireland. And I enrolled in classes, and I went for about 2 weeks until I realized that it was interfering with my music playing at night. So I had to quit going to class. Once I just set that aside, I was able to travel. I met a wonderful girl named Bernie who invited me. After the first night I met her, invited me down to her house in Cary.
Musician, going
to festivals, and we would learn songs from each other and just had the best time. So we just ran all over the place and played music and had a great time.
What was their reaction to this, your style of playing?
Their banjo style, they would do a lot more picking, and they wouldn't really play a five-string. They'd play a little four-string banjo, a little tenor, whatever it's called, tenor banjo.
Uh-huh.
But there were a lot of the songs, the reels, I can play right along with a reel, except for that they put like three of them together and they change keys in between. So you'd see me, they'd play them about two times a piece, so you'd see me like whip off that capo and whatever, figure out the key. Like I had to become... You know, I won't say that I'm a competent musician, but I had to get a lot better when I was over there to keep up, because it was tough.
Well, Miss Effie was her name. Through the West she won her fame. Me and Annie with a gun. Well, she drove men insane, because she'd whoop out her pistol and shoot most any guy and sing out this alibi. I didn't know the gun was loaded, and I'm so sorry, my friend. I didn't know Sheriff in the hip, and the law it took a hand, and Miss Selby climbed the stand. She cried, "Oh, Your Honor, I know you'll turn me loose when you hear this one excuse.
I didn't know the gun was loaded, and I'm so sorry, my friend. I didn't know the gun was loaded, and not ever, ever do it again."
Well, the jury agreed that Miss Effie should be freed, but the sheriff's jealous wife was indignant, yes indeed. She borrowed a pistol and shot that lovely bell and sang as Miss Effie fell.
I didn't know the gun was loaded, and I'm so sorry, my friend. I didn't know
All right, I would like to thank our guests Sarah Wood and Thomas Albert for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. Before they see us out with one more tune, we'd like to also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations, and of course the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker. Until we meet again, go well into the night. And we're so glad to have Sarah and Thomas with us. Can you all see us out with one more tune?
Absolutely.
All right. Sarah Wood and Thomas Albert, folks. Give them a hand.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Sarah and Thomas for being with us tonight. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Their initial consultation and analysis is always free. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.